This is JIS News. Coming up, $1 billion to be spent on infrastructural projects, PIOJ reports 0.3% growth for January to March, and special economic zones legislation this year. The news in detail after this message. We have to play
reggaeton. Get involved this Labor Day in your community. Help create clean, safe, inspiring, and fun spaces for our children. Let's show them that we care. It's a labor of love, nurturing our children.
Come Jamaica, let's work together.
Register your projects now with the Ministry of Youth and Culture. Call 978-7654 extension 5137 or register online at myc.gov.jm.
Now the news. Infrastructural projects valued at over $1 billion will begin in another 2 weeks under the Major Infrastructure Development Program, MIDP. The project will see major road and bridge works in Portland, Westmoreland, St. James, Hanover, and Clarendon. Contracts were signed between Transport Works and Housing Minister Dr. Omar Davies, the main contractor China Harbor Engineering Company CHEC, and subcontractors on Thursday. Dr. Davies is urging contractors and subcontractors to ensure that money spent is justified to the public and the parliament.
Once the signing has taken place, we expect you to perform. And I say to the members of the political directorate, I know that there's the demand for work, etc. But this is about getting value for money in terms of every single contract.
The MIDP is funded jointly by the China Exim Bank and the Government of Jamaica. The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, is reporting that the Jamaican economy grew by 0.3% for the first quarter of the year relative to the corresponding period in 2014. Director General of the PIOJ, Colin Bullock, says the services sector was the main driver of growth for the quarter.
The positive outturn for the January to March 2015 period largely reflected the impact of the improved global economic environment, particularly on some of the major service industries, hotels and restaurants, and transport, storage and communication.
Mr. Bullock was providing details of the country's economic performance for the January to March 2015 period at his Oxford Road offices in Kingston Wednesday. The services industry is estimated to have increased by 0.6%, with six of the eight service sectors recording growth during the review period. The industries registering the largest increases were hotels and restaurants, 4.0%, other services, 1.5%, and transport, storage and communication, 1.0%. Legislation governing the establishment of special economic zones in Jamaica is slated to come on stream later this year. Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce Anthony Hilton says the legislation is important in enabling the micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs, to provide products and services to international and local large-scale entities operating out of the economic zones.
This, of course, will allow MSMEs themselves to foster broad-based and inclusive growth, which is an important goal of the growth agenda. To this end, the government has sought to implement critical policies and programs to strengthen the MSME sector and better position MSMEs to take advantage of business linkage opportunities.
Mr. Hilton was addressing the Jamaica Business Development Corporation's JBDC Small Business Expo at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel Thursday. And the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries is projecting that Jamaica's beekeeping industry will generate $1 billion in earnings from honey production in 2015. Junior Agriculture Minister Luther Buchanan says this would be more than double the $450.5 million earned from the nearly 188,000 gallons of honey produced in 2014.
The beekeeping industry is a fast-growing one, moving from 15,600 managed hives in 2005 to 43,600 registered and managed hives in 2015. It provides direct employment for 2,500 families, with indirect employment for for another 5,000 persons and impacts some 12,000 persons overall.
Mr. Buchanan says Jamaica honey products are in demand in the wider Caribbean, the United States, Canada, and Europe. He is urging bee farmers to improve the operations of their farms to meet the demands. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.